now, more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
Back at it here in just a moment. Grizzlies and the Raiders are both out and ready to go in the second half. 28-24 Raiders. I just, during the timeout there, told Curtis that on the stat front, the Grizzlies have 6 turnovers officially in the first half. And Trayon Grant Foster has 5 of those 6 turnovers. And I'm sure that that was brought up at halftime in the Grizzly locker room. Less dribbling, more ball movement. Take better care of the basketball. Although, again, you know, 6 turnovers at halftime, that's very acceptable. 5 against the Raiders. But we've got to get the offense going, get the offense moving. Defensively, I think we've probably been pretty good, except for the fact they gave up 5 threes. Outside of that, though, I mean, you'll take 28 points at halftime of every game.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, at halftime, besides a couple failures and wide open shots, the defense has been pretty good. So we just have to make those easy shots that we've missed so far in that first half.
It'll be Raiders basketball to start the half. They're starting 5 and the Grizzlies starting 5 as we get going here. Grizzlies start out in the 1-2-2 zone. It looks like, nope, straight man-to-man. On the right side, top of the circle. What? Martin over to the left side. Sellers has it. He hasn't scored much. He's averaging 13. In the low block, they'll face inside, lean in, up and under shot, blocked away, late whistle, and a foul will be called against the Grizzlies. Was that late? Was that a little late or a lot late?
It was a lot in my mind. I also thought there could have been a walk called, but I'm just up here with a microphone.
Carlos Paul with the foul. And the first free throw here is up and good. Raiders lead by 5. Free throw shooter is Fahim Moran. Or Moran. He'll get one more try. And the next one is no good. So 1 out of 2, 5-point game. In the left corner, Carlos Paul. Popping out, Kyle Germany on the left wing. Bounce pass back to Carlos. He's on the block. Bounce comes down, goes to his left, up fake, up and under shot, no good. Got fouled, and he'll shoot 2. So that'll put the Grizzlies on the free throw line. 19:23 to go in the second half, 29-24. And Carlos Paul will shoot. He is 2 out of 2. And the last night has 6 points. He can make it a 3-point game again. First try is good. Hi to Kenny Peebles listening in Virginia tonight. Hope the Peebles family's doing well and enjoying the game. This free throw is no good short. Rebounded by the Raiders, Anthony Sellers. Now Demetrius White handles the basketball. Front court, White crossover dribble. Now pulls up, 3 ball straight on, is in and out. Rebounded by Urji Hunami. Off the miss by Demetrius White, 6'1 freshman from Louisville, Kentucky. Kyle Germany out front. TGF crossed over, lost the ball, picked up by Kimwimba. Back over to TGF. Puts it on the deck all the way to the rim. Right hand layup good. Now that was more like it right there. TGF used that quick first step and got to the rim. His first basket of the game, 29-27. Now down the key all the way in. Here's a drive and the shot off the rim. No good. Tipped in the air. Rebounded high in the air by TGF. And here he comes. Speeds it up the left side to Kyle. Kyle cuts across. All the way to the hole, puts it high off the board, won't fall. Rebounded by the Raiders, and they'll come back and push it. 4-on-3, bounce pass on the right block. Wallace blocked from behind, foul on Trayon Grant Foster, and he'll shoot 2.
Trayon's first foul of the game.
And the free throw shooter will be Bryce Wallace. 6'8 postman. He's a freshman from Kenosha, Wisconsin. First try for him is no good. One more try for Wallace, the freshman. Next try is no good. Rims off. Chased down by Lionel Kimwemba. Great hustle. The ball is tipped. As he saved it, got tipped back to him, and the Grizzlies come up with it. Front court, left side. Trayon spins to the middle. Dumps it down. Ball nearly thrown away. Picked up by Carlos. Lost it again. Pump fake up strong, and he got had it blocked away again. Loose on the deck. And it's a free-for-all. Four players on the deck picked up by the Raiders. Here we go back the other way. Up and under shot. Blocked by TGF. Out of bounds. It'll be Raiders basketball. And now we're going to lobby to see if somebody else saw that play differently. But it'll be Raiders basketball with 17:43 to go in the half. 29-27 Raiders.
After that sequence, I think they're letting them play this half.
Absolutely. Sellers has it at the free throw line. Ball knocked away. Loose on the deck. Picked up by the Grizzlies and Hunami. He'll bring it up and get it to midcourt. And Kyle Germany with it. Get it inside. Carlos is really doing well inside tonight. Carlos has it on the left wing. He'll dribble over. Curl at the free throw line and lost the basketball. And a foul will be called against the Grizzlies. After the turnover.
And by Carlos's reaction, I'm assuming it's on him, or he may be upset about the turnover.
That'll be on Trayon, actually, and that'll be his second.
Peoples comes in the game for Carlos.
So with that sub, that'll make us make just a little bit taller inside and also quicker. At the left point, Fahim will hand the basketball off and get it to Kyle Edison. Edison steps back, now kicks it on the left side. Going to shoot a three, and it's no good. Rebound long. Kyle Germany has it. Both teams shooting 30% from the three-point line for the season. Bounce pass. Oh, pass inside. Two-handed done by Trayon Grant Foster, who snuck in on the right baseline. Raiders may have been switching over to his zone there. It's tied now at 29-all.
Great vision there by Kyle Germany to find the open TGF.
That's why he needs to be at the point. On the left side, Demetrius Weiss on the wing, nearly thrown away. Now the Raiders in the goal. Left side, bounce pass on the low block. Sellers inside, up and under. Shot, nice move, and he scores. And he has 7 points. Timeout Raiders with 16:24 to go in the second half. Grizzlies down by two, 31-29. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
If you're in the market for tires, stop by Don's Auto Service in West Plains first. Right now, get $200 back online or mail-in rebate with a set of four select Goodyear or Kelly tires when you use the Goodyear credit card. Offer good through December 31st.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly basketball on KDY.
Broadcasting sports for 30-some years now. Still, you see something happen in a ball game every once in a while. You say, well, I've never seen that before. You think you would run out of those things, but the other night I was told before the game that I gave a pretty good description of Kyle Germany getting sick on the court. You can't prepare for stuff like that. I mean, Kyle just hurled. It was bad. Here's Kendon Peebles down the lane. Right hand, a left hand driving layup. No good. Ball comes off to the Raiders. They come back on the run. 4-on-3. Back to the left point. They'll hold it up. Stevenson for the Raiders out front. Alexander, that is. Now on the left wing. Here's a pull up by Edison for a three. Won't go. Rebound long to the corner. Chased back down by Demetrius White. White back out on the side now. Robert Alexander with it. Screen right, goes left, works his way in, cut off. Now Wallace spins to the middle, swiped away, and another late whistle and foul is called on the Grizzlies after we came up with the steal. And that'll be on Lionel Kimwemba. That'll be his first foul. 15:40 to go. Oh, they're going to give him two shots. All right. So Bryce Wallace back to the free throw line for Three Rivers. Grizzlies with 14 fouls here in this half, one against Three Rivers. First free throw is good. So after missing two a while ago, Bryce Wallace makes one here. Carlos Paul in. Lionel Kamwemba and Herzi Hunami come out. Next try is no good. Rebound, and Carlos Paul has it for the Grizzlies. Down by three, 32-29. You know, if we could just get into a groove here and make a few shots, we could actually get a lead and maybe build a little cushion. But hard to score on the right baseline. Carlos Paul goes baseline around this guy. Pump fake up inside, and he missed it. And a foul call from the outside official. And we'll get a foul call on Sellers, it looks like, for Three Rivers. Unless, yes, it is. That's his first foul. Anthony Sellers in the act of shooting. Carlos Paul, the third. Shooting for the Grizzlies here. First try is good. One more try for Carlos. Next try, no good. And rebounded by the Raiders. They come back up by two now, 32-30. Right side, left point. A drive down the key, dish off underneath. Beverly shot, no good. Rebounded, though, by the Raiders. They keep it. Alexander, but left quarter. Here's White. He'll penetrate, kick it out to the right point. Three is up and no good. And again rebounded by White. 50-50 ball. The Raiders are getting to him right now.
The shortest guy on the court is getting these rebounds.
Right wing, three. That's good. Kyle Edison. Timeout is going to be called by the Raiders. They're up five with 14:43 to play in the second half. 35-30. As the Grizzlies trail by five, we're back in a minute on KDY.
If you are constantly borrowing a truck to haul wood and end up breaking the back glass out of your neighbor's truck, you might need a truck.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. If it's time to get your own truck, Bailey Chevy GMC has the right one for you. Come in to find yours, and together let's drive.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world, for four consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
The Grizzlies play here on Hot Country KDY.
35-30, Grizzly basketball. They bring it over the timeline. The Grizzlies need to get into some sort of offensive groove here and find a way to get some baskets. They're down by five. Kenyon drives the baseline all the way, goes up, and he just got clocked and gets knocked to the floor, and he'll shoot two. And I was afraid for a minute we weren't going to get a whistle there.
I mean, it happened before tonight, so I wouldn't have been surprised, but they are calling it a little bit late recently.
So that'll be the third foul on Big Zaire Beverly for the Raiders, and that will put Kendon Peebles at the free throw line to shoot two times. First try is going to be no good. 35-30, 14:24 to go. Kendon made a three in the first half. That's all he has on the night so far. He could have four, make it a four-point game here. Free throws, no good. Rebounded by Anthony Sellers. Three Rivers comes back. They've got a chance to get a little cushion here now. Caleb Young dribbles down, feeds across, nearly stolen. Inside the lane, ball loose on the deck, picked up inside by Sellers. Now out to the left point. 10 on the shot clock. Alexander gets a high screen. Free throw jump shot is way short, and it's going to go out of bounds. Grizzly basketball. Good defense that time by the Grizzlies as they made the Raiders use the entire shot clock and shoot an air ball at the end.
great defensive sequence.
Now, if we could just get a great offensive sequence here. Kamari Vincent out there with Giles Germany, Urji Hunami, Carlos Paul, and Kendon Peebles. This is a good group to move the basketball with. Kyle Germany sets up the offense. 13 on the shot clock. Out high, top of the circle. His screen goes to the left. Kyle Hedges drives through, lost the basketball, and turned it over. Over on the right side, Demetrius White. Back on the wing. Bounce pass, low block, Beverly. He'll lean in, back down, fall away shot off the board, good.
Not sure how there wasn't a travel there, but...
37-30. We're like the old milk cow that went dry. No milk right now, no offense from the Grizzlies for the last few minutes. Carlos dribbles in, pump fake, up and inside and scores, and he probably got fouled, but it's 2 points for Carlos Paul.
Well, he definitely had a, he may not have had a height advantage, but he has a weight advantage over Beverly.
37-32. Out front, Alexander. Pull up left side from 13. No good. Rebound long to Kendon Peebles. Kyle Germany over the timeline with it. Grizzlies shooting to our right. Lob pass down low block. And Paul fouled from behind by Beverly. And that'll be his fourth foul.
And that's going to bring Wallace back into the game.
So the Grizzlies will sub here. Gage Pitts in for Kyle Germany. The Raiders will get Wallace, Fahim. They'll get Wallace and Moran in the ball game. And it'll be Grizzly basketball from underneath. I think they also brought Edison back in. Anyway, underneath, no, Caleb Young is in the ball game. Now for the Raiders. 37-32. 12:31 to go. Second half. Inbound. Hunami in the right corner. Left side, Gage Pitts. Left side now in the corner. Kendon Peebles. Lob, low block. Facing up, Carlos. Pump fake. Trap. Up and under. Right hand shot is good. What a great shot by Carlos Paul. 37-34. We were patient that time. Patient and got a good shot and got a bucket. Down the lane, left. Here's a drive with the right hand. Another late whistle and foul is called after the fact. And we're going to have a foul on Kamari Vincent. That'll be his third foul for the Grizzlies.
They called that after we had gained the rebound on the missed shot.
Three times. Especially here in the second half. Free throw, no good.
But hey,
Moran.
What do I know? I just have a microphone.
You've already figured that out.
Sadly.
I figured that out about 1982. Next free throw is good. You've been enlightened. Just sitting here watching the ball game. 38-34. Gage Pitts over to Kendon Peebles. Picked up by Caleb Young with a hand check. You're not supposed to be able to do that. Love over the top. Terrible pass. It's stolen. They tried to get it into Carlos. Grizzlies throw it away. On the baseline, up and around, right hand reverse is good. What a shot by Fahim Moran. His second field goal, and he has 7 points. 40-34. Gage Pitts at the right point. Urji Hunami. Crossover goes to the hole. Goes up, got it blocked away, and picked up by the Raiders. Left corner, Young catches, shoots a three, and it's good. Time for timeout. We're down by 9, 11-10 to play. Raider bench, they're just up going crazy over here. They see an opportunity here to get a little separation in the score, and they have. They're up by 9. Over the top pass, right side, Gage Pitts. Bounce pass to Carlos on the baseline. Carlos backs down, whistle, offensive foul. Now, the last time, that was a defensive foul. This time, and after Brian Bass complained about it, this time, same play, goes entirely the different direction. Carlos Paul with his second foul. Team foul 6 on the Grizzlies, so the Raiders are close to the 1-1. 43-34, and man, we can't score to save our life right now. It's tough. At the point, Germany is on the basketball. They'll bounce pass it across, and that's a holding foul on Kamari Vinson as he grabbed Kyle Edison and held him. And so, foul number four. That's four on Kamari Vinson. And with a short bench, when you have to start holding people out because of fouls, that makes it even harder. Riley Whitaker is going to check in. We need somebody that can make a shot. And I say make a shot, make a perimeter shot, because we've made 1-3. That's it. And in the modern day game of basketball, you can't do that and win. Free throw is good by Moran, and they'll get one more. Next free throw, no good. Rebound to Kendon Peebles. The Grizzlies have been outscored from the three-point line tonight, 21-3. We're down by 10. High post, left wing. Foster in the corner. Kendon with a three ball, no good. Ball will come back toward him, and it's picked up in the air by Demetrius White. On the right side, down the key, White all the way in. And lost the ball on the way up, out of bounds, off of him. Turnover on Three Rivers. And the first turnover of the second half. We just got to find somebody that can make a shot and lean on them a little bit. Peebles, Germany, in the front court now. We haven't tried to get the ball into Lionel down low hardly at all tonight. He's open, wide open inside, and he is pulled down, and a foul will be called against the Raiders, and that'll be Bryce Wallace, that'll be his third foul. Media timeout with 9:46 to play in the second half. Grizzlies trying to get some traction, but they're spinning their wheels, and they're down by 10 to the Raiders, 44-34, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Did you know we have one of the largest and competitive priced Pro Series batteries in the Ozarks? You could call us the outfitters of agricultural, ATV, automotive, commercial, lawnmower, and solar Pro Series batteries. And my number one customer service team can only get you the proper battery if you bring us the model, type, and code. Stop in and see us today. Hirsch knows batteries.
Hirsch Speed and Fun Supply, we're more than up on store.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
College basketball action with the Grizzlies continues now on Hot Country KDY.
To 34, Grizzlies trail with 9:46 to go in the second half against the Three Rivers Raiders in the home region opener for the Grizzlies. And the biggest statistic that jumps off of the score sheet in this game is three-point shooting. The Grizzlies are down by 10. They've been outscored from the three-point line, 21-3. That is an enormous disadvantage for the Grizzlies. See if we can make a few here. Kyle Germany on the inbound play. TGF back at the game. In the corner, Riley Whitaker, who is a good three-point shooter. Let's see if we can get him going, maybe. Pass inside, loose basketball, turned over. Just a careless bounce pass. Stolen away, and back will come Three Rivers. And they're up by 10. Erji Hunami will check back into the ball game. On the left side, White back out. Around the horn it goes. Moran will dribble to the right baseline. Goes up. Lost it out of bounds. And a foul's going to be called on Kyle Germany on a reach-in. And so that'll put the Raiders on the free throw line to shoot two. Next 9:18 to go in the ball game. When was the last? When did we score last?
Not sure. That's not a good thing.
First free throw is good for Fahim Moran. And Moran, with that free throw, he's been at the line more than anybody tonight. This will be his eighth attempt. And so far, he's 4 out of 7. 45-34. And no good. Rebound to the Grizzlies. 9:17 to go. TGF. Underneath, great feed. Up and under, layup good by Carlos Fall. Great feed. Best play of the night by Trayon, as he found Carlos underneath for an easy one. 45-36. Down the key all the way. Here's a blocked away by Lionel Kumwemba. As White took it to the basket, and Lionel swatted it. TGF in the corner, up fake. Goes around this guy, goes in for the lay-in. No good, but a foul be called, and it may be before the shot was taken. Caleb Young. Call for the foul. That's his first foul for the Raiders. Not in the act of shooting. So, let's get a bucket here and cut this down to 7. 8:47 to play. Inbound play. Grizzlies in the camouflage tonight. Good pass in and a shot no good by TGF, but he got fouled and he'll shoot 2. Sometimes combinations make a lot of difference because different groups of guys play better together than others, and it may just be like one player different in a group of 5, but this group seems to have a little more cohesion about him right now. Free throw try for TGF is good. That'll be the 3rd foul call tonight on Demetrius White for the Raiders. Trayon Grant Foster now with 5 points. He'll have a chance to make it 6 if he can make this and make it a 7-point game. And good. 45-38. This has not been an up-and-down, wild ball game. It's been purely half-court and defense. On the left side, Sellers with the ball guarded by Urji Hunami. Crossover at the point. Down the key, kick it to the right corner. Nothing open for White, and a blocking foul on Carlos Paul. And it'll be a 1-1 for the Raiders. Team foul number 9 on the Grizzlies. Kendon Peebles checks back in for the Grizzlies for Carlos.
It's Carlos's 3rd foul.
I'm still not totally convinced this game will not go overtime. 45-38, 8:23 to play. Free throw is no good. Rebound Kendon Peebles. Kyle Germany with it now. Look out for Urji down here in the corner. Out Kendall down the paint. All the way, right-hand scoop layup. No good. Rebound. Lionel Kumwemba knocked away from behind and stolen. Front court, top of the circle. Ball fake Edison over on the left side now. Moran has it. They're trying to post up Sellers inside against Kyle Germany. And Kyle says, somebody help me over here. Here's a shot from the top of the circle for a 2 short. Ball is going to be fumbled out of bounds by the Grizzlies, and it'll be 3 Rivers basketball. Carlos Paul comes back in for Lionel. Inbound play from underneath. Lob pass out front. Almost stolen away by Trayon Grant Foster, who read that play. He had that play read. It'll be 3 Rivers basketball on the far sideline. Kyle Edison on the inbound, stolen this time by TGF. Take it all the way to the hole, son. He goes up, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot 2. Well, I'll say this for Trayon. He's picked his game up, especially at the defensive end of the court. Had a nice assist earlier, and he'll get to the line, and he'll shoot 2, and that's a 2nd foul call on Caleb Young for the Raiders.
Yeah, not sure what happened, but whatever happened, it worked. He's playing a lot better this half.
First free throw, no good, and TGF will get 1 more. He had no points in the first half, averaging 13 a ball game, and this half he has 6 with a chance to make it 7 here. 7:47 to go in the second half, 45-38. Make it a 6-point game, 2-possession game. Here it is, and it's good. 45-39. At the left point, D.J. Prater in the game. He nearly threw the ball away. Now slapped away, out of bounds, last touch by the Grizzlies. We don't rely on seeing the numbers, but these camouflage jerseys are making it really hard for people that aren't familiar with the Grizzlies to read these numbers. Here's the inbound play in the left corner. Edison, bounce passes out. Moran has it. High screen right, cut off, and now Urji Hunami is on him. 45-39, 7:27 to play. On the baseline of the drive. Puts up the shot. Good. Foul in the play. Basket counts. And all you can say is that was a heck of a shot that time by Fahim Moran. So he gets a bucket. And he'll shoot one. That last foul is number two on Urji Hunami for the Grizzlies. Free throw is good. Back two after a three-point play, a nine-point game, 7:17 to go. Grizzly basketball, Hunami to the right point, Germany spins to the middle, hangs and shoots, and no good, but foul on the play, and he'll shoot two with 7:11 to play. Now, second foul on Anthony Sellers for the Raiders. Our next game, we don't have a game until a week from tonight. We'll be back here for the Region 16 game against the Moberly Greyhounds. Free throw try good by Kyle Germany. Kyle has 8 points tonight. We are just not getting any offense from anyone tonight except Carlos Paul, who has 14. That's really about it. Free throw again by Kyle is good. He has 9. Timeout on the floor, 7:11 to play, and now the Grizzlies back within 7, 48-41. Back in a minute on KDY.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world for 4 consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 255-7955 or visit wp.missouristate.edu. Registration is going on now. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Grizzly basketball continues now on Hot Country KDY.
But still, I mean, 48-41, Curtis and I were talking during the commercial about energy, and he was talking about the lack of energy that the Grizzlies are kind of playing with tonight. Really, it's not been all that bad. You're holding Three Rivers to 48 points with a little over 7 minutes to go. And that's excellent. I mean, if you can do that. But you've got to figure out your offense and figure out a way to get points when things aren't going well. And the Grizzlies right now, staying in the man-to-man. 48-41, Raiders basketball. Over on the right, they look post to the corner. Back out on the wing to the left point. Prater will dribble in, steps in, pump fake, up, no good. Got fouled by TGF, and that'll be his third foul. And it'll be two shots for D.J. Prater. Listed as a sophomore, seems like D.J. has played, I think he may be in his third year there. Tonight he has not scored. He was part of the regular rotation last year. Free throw here, no good. 48-41. Kamari Vinson is out in favor of Urji Hunami. Next try is good. D.J. Prater makes one out of two. 49-41. Down by eight, still a lot of time left, 6:44, but a lot of time will become not much time, and we need, to, in the meantime, to start making some shots. Kendon Peebles, left side. TGF behind the three-point line, goes to the right, curls over the top, all the way to the hole, dump pass underneath, pump fake up inside, blocked from behind from Lionel Kamwimba, kicked out of bounds by the Raiders. That was a heck of a block from behind on Lionel that time, who comes out in favor of Carlos Paul. But luckily, that block shot ricocheted off one of the gold shirts. 6:25 to go in the second half. 49-41, Three Rivers, 20 on the shot clock. Kyle Germany will throw the ball in. So the outside officials will convene and decide if there was change of possession or not. And they're going to stick with 20 on the shot clock. Inbound play inside. Here's Carlos. Pump fake, up strong and scores. Patience is a virtue and a big advantage when you catch the ball in the low block. 49-43. Grizzlies down by six. Carlos has been the closest thing we've got to a sure thing tonight.
Yeah, I think our game plan should be to get the ball to Carlos in the post.
I think we'll see more and more of that. Right side curling over the top. Hook pass across, ball deflected away, picked up inside. That's got to be a charge, and it is.
And that's his fifth. He's out of the game. Should be.
Was that on Beverly?
Yeah.
Zaire Beverly just fouled out. I think he knocked down Carlos Paul. So he fouls out of the ball game. Player control, no free throws. Both teams over the limit. And we'll get a substitution, or did we already? We already did.
Already did.
Bryce Wallace is in the ball game now for the Raiders.
If he gets another one, he's out of the game too.
5:55 to go. 49-43. And if Carlos Paul doesn't touch the basketball here, I may just fall straight out of this chair. High screen, Kyle Germany. Lob two, Carlos Paul in the block. One bounce, up and under, right hand traveled with the basketball. Well, that was a situation where he forced the shot that time instead of really getting the ball where he had something of an advantage inside, but 49-43. Boy, these possessions are just going to get more important and more important here as we get down toward the end of the game. 6-point difference right now. Raiders with the basketball coming from right to left. And on the live streams, Don's Auto Service player of the game. At the end, we'll talk to Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies. Penetration down the lane. Here's a shot blocked out of bounds by Kendon Peebles on the attempt that time by Moran. And with 13 on the shot clock, it's still a Raiders basketball. I'm still pretty happy with the way the Grizzlies have played defense here tonight. That's not been the issue. The issue is purely offensive. Carlos will come out of the game for Lionel Kamwimba for defense. Timeout's going to be called by the Raiders. Full timeout, 5:26 to go. Second half, Raiders 49, Grizzlies 43. Back in a minute on KDY.
If you are constantly borrowing a truck to haul wood and end up breaking the back glass out of your neighbor's truck, you might need a truck.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. If it's time to get your own truck, Bailey Chevy GMC has the right one for you. Come in to find yours, and together let's drive.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
Yeah. 49-43 is our score. and a timeout called by Three Rivers. They have the ball up by six. We got to keep the defensive pressure up. Need to get some stops here at the defensive end. 12 on the shot clock. Raiders basketball with it. Kyle Edison, he'll get in the paint, and he carried the basketball, and a foul's going to be called against the Grizzlies, and it'll be two shots.
And it's the third on Urgy.
So EKG now with his third foul, and the free throw shooter at the line for the Raiders. The first try is good by Kyle Edison.
Kamari Vincent into the game for Urgy. Three fouls out, four fouls in.
50-43, 5:21 to go. Again, time to come back here. The Grizzlies on defense, shot no good, and a whistle, and we'll have...
That better be over the back.
Nope, that's going to be a foul on the Grizzlies, and if that's on, or it may have been a line violation. Yep, lane violation call against the Grizzlies.
Okay, I can handle a lane violation over a foul on the Grizzlies. I would have thrown something.
They said Kamari Vincent, I think, was in the lane too soon, number one in the camo. Next try is good. 51-43. Carlos back in, and Lionel comes out. Need a bucket here. 5:17 and counting. Clock are running. 23 on the shot clock. Kyle Germany to the right point. TGF. Left side, Kabari Vincent. Hands it off. Kyle in the corner. Up fake. Lob it over the top. Good catch. Good pass. Layup is good by Carlos, and a foul on the play, and the basket counts.
Let that be on 12.
It'll be on Fahim Moran, and that is his first foul. The official indicated he went upside Carlos' head. And Carlos will get a free throw now, and Carlos is having a good game with 18. No good on the free throw. Ball tipped over, loose basketball, and it's picked up by the Raiders. So no three-point play, but it's 51-45. We're right in it, down by six. Top of the circle, Martin has it. Grizzlies will switch on offense, or defense, that is. Here's a pull-up shot for a two, and it's good from 17 straight on, and a whistle. And it'll be a 30-second timeout after the made shot by Demetrius White from 17 feet. Timeout, 4:41 to play in the ballgame. 53-45 Raiders back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
If you're in the market for tires, stop by Don's Auto Service in West Plains first. Right now, get $200 back online or mail-in rebate with a set of four select Goodyear or Kelly tires when you use the Goodyear credit card. Offer good through December 31st.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly basketball on KDY.
53-45. Grizzlies trail Three Rivers by eight in the Region 16 home opener. And the Grizzlies with the basketball. Really need a hoop here. 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. We're in it. We just have got to respond here with some offense. TGF. Ball nearly thrown away. Germany has it. Takes it to the hole, to the point. Now, Kamari Vincent, pull up. 15-footer way short. Underneath, caught, put up. No good. Ball tipped out. Kamari has it. Grizzlies keep it. Kendon in the corner. The drive to the hoop. Layup is good by TGF. They passed up a three and took a two that time. Treyon Grant Foster now has nine. 53-47.
I'm just glad we scored out of that possession since Kendon was wide open in the corner.
He really was. Left side, Alexander Hook. Pass is tipped and stolen. Grizzlies get a steal. Really needed that. Down by six. Pass to the right baseline. Kendon cut off and a whistle and a foul will be called. It'll be two shots. No basket. It'll be two shots for the Grizzlies. With 3:44 to go as Kendon Peebles threw the foul. And the question now is that foul is on who?
It's on Wallace, I'm pretty sure.
For whom? probably should say.
It should be Wallace's fifth.
He's walking towards the bench, so I think he knows. And that is his fifth foul. So both players have fouled out for Three Rivers. And they will sub out here, and they'll put DJ Prater back in the ball game, who hasn't played much now, but he's a good player. And Kyle Edison, free throw shot here is no good by Kendon Peebles. Kendon is a 71% free throw shooter. His next try is good. He gets one. It's a 5-point game. That's two possessions, 53-48, as the Grizzlies will sub out Carlos Paul here for Urji Hunami. All about defense now. Sellers at the free throw line will hand it over. Left side, down the key, pass back out to the corner. Step through Martin, cut off, now on the wing. Edison leans in, spins to the basket, shot off the rim, no good. Rebound, Urji Hunami, really good defense that time. Really good. Kyle Germany hesitates. Floater from Ken is good. Timeout Grizzlies. Big, big shot by Kyle Germany. It's a one-possession game with 3:11 to go. 53-50. Grizzlies trail Three Rivers. And we'll see if it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world, for four consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
The Grizzlies play here on Hot Country KDY.
53-50, Grizzlies trail by three. Three Rivers basketball at the timeout. 3:11 to play in the ballgame. I just told Curtis during the timeout, it's like Groundhog Day. This game reminds me so much of that game against Memphis Day that we had here that went double overtime, 113-110. And we had to work like the devil to catch up. And finally, when we did catch up, we were okay. But Three Rivers still with the ball and a three-point lead. Front court, now ball out of bounds, thrown away by the Raiders. Overplay by Kendon Peebles caused that turnover. And now we'll get more subs in the lineup. In the backcourt, the Grizzlies could tie it with a three here. We were down by as many as 10. On the right side, Germany. At the point, back to Kyle, wide. Oh, he passed up a three. Now he dribbles in, leans in, right-hand scoop shot, no good. Ball is going to be rebounded. Now knocked away, picked back up by the Raiders with it, Fahim Morant. 2:40 to go. Boy, that was a missed chance right there. In the paint, all the way, right-hand scoop shot off the board, no good. No one went after it. Floorboard rebound picked up by Carlos Paul. Right side. We don't need a three. We just need a good shot. TGF spins baseline, goes in, trap, back out to the corner. Carlos with 17 on the shot clock. Backs down, takes his time, kicks it over. TGF works around, left hand shot off the glass. Okay, put back, it's good by Kamari Vincent. 53-52. 1:55 to play. Grizzlies down by one. And you knew it was going to be like this. Down the key. Almost a walk. Now in the corner, Caleb Young has it. At the point, left side, White. Posted inside. They've got Sellers. I don't know why they don't throw him the basketball, but they don't. Now at the point. Moran steps through all the way. Puts it up on the run. Good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. And a foul on the Grizzlies. On trade on Grant Foster on the block. What a huge shot that is.
I'm not sure how that was a blocking foul.
But the basket will count. It's a three-point game. Fourth foul on Trayon Grant Foster. And Fahim Moran, who has really stepped his game up here in the second half, at the line to shoot yet another free throw. He has shot about 15. Here's his free throw try, and it's good. What a big play that is. A minute 35 to play, 56 to 52. Again, there's plenty of time left. You just want to come down and get a great look at the basket. Kyle Germany will let the ball roll up the floor and pick it up. Here's the timeline. Here we go. Down by four. Kyle Germany with it. Germany over Carlos. Back to Kyle. Curl, step back, shoots the three, and it's off the back iron. Rebound is going to be finally controlled by the Raiders, and they've got it. Two-possession lead with the ball, minute 15 to go. And a foul at midcourt on the Grizzlies. And that'll be on Kendon Peebles. It'll be two shots. We may have been a little hasty on shot selection that last time down because a two or a three, you're still just a one possession down. But as it turns out, nothing out of that possession. And the Grizzlies will commit the foul at the other end. It'll be the second foul on Kendon Peebles, and the free throw shooter for the Raiders will be Kyle Edison. He is two out of two tonight. Free throw try here is good. Well, 57-52, and I'm afraid we may have missed our chance just a moment ago. Keep this a one-point game, and then it's anybody's game. But now it's a five-point game. 1:14 to go. And good again. All right, 58-52, 1:10 to go. You say, well, it's a two-possession game, but we have not shot threes worth of hoops tonight. Trayon down the lane, puts up the drive, good. Foul on the play, basket counts. Well, that helps. TGF, all of his points, all 11 in the second half, gets a driving layup down the left side and a blocking foul call on Demetrius White. That's his fourth. His fourth. Heard the buzzer after I said that. So it's 58-54, not over yet. It could be a one-possession game with this. If TGF can make this shot, make it a three-point game, you don't have to foul at the other end. Here's the free throw, and it's good. Now you just have to play really good defense. Raiders standing around like they don't know they have the ball. Here we go. Inbound play in the backcourt. Thrown out of bounds, and that's a turnover on the Raiders. Anthony Sellers tried to get it to somebody cutting back to the ball and just sailed it into the Grizzly bench. Timeout Grizzlies, 1:03 to play in the second half. The Grizzlies trail this game 58-55, and we're back in 1 minute on Katie Wise.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 255-7955 or visit wp.missouristate.edu. Registration is going on now. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Did you know we have one of the largest and competitive priced Pro Series batteries in the Ozarks? You could call us the outfitters of agricultural, ATV, automotive, commercial, lawnmower, and solar Pro Series batteries. And my number one customer service team can only get you the proper battery if you bring us the model, type, and code. Stop in and see us today. Hirsch knows batteries.
Hirsch Speed and Fun Supply, more than a box store.
College basketball action with the Grizzlies continues now on Hot Country KDY.
.103 to go in the ball game, 58-55. Grizzlies have the ball, down by three, Curtis, and we have slugged and clawed and kicked our way back into it and have a chance to tie the game now.
Yeah, and like you said, it's very reminiscent of the game against Memphis State.
Inbound play, Grizzlies. They don't have to shoot a three, but a three would tie it. 1 minute to play. Let's just get a two here. At the point, Kendon puts it on the floor, all the way in. Layup, no good. Ball slapped out of bounds by the... Oh, it's going to be off of Darlow's ball. And it's going to be Raider basketball. So a missed chance there. Herji Hunami will come in for Carlos for defense. Sellers on the inbound play in the backcourt. Gets it inbounds. Don't have to foul. Down by three. Play good defense. And there's a foul on Kendon Peebles as they bring the ball up. That'll be number three on Kendon. So it's two shots at the other end. At the line, the first free throw attempt is no good by Demetrius White. .58-55. This is still a big free throw. It would make it a two-possession game with 47 seconds to go. We need another miss. Here's the next one, and it's good. White makes one out of two. And another timeout, 59-55. Raiders with 47 seconds to play. And we are back in a minute on KDY.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
If you are constantly borrowing a truck to haul wood and end up breaking the back glass out of your neighbor's truck, you might need a truck.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. If it's time to get your own truck, Bailey Chevy GMC has the right one for you. Come in to find yours, and together let's drive.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world for four consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
Grizzly basketball continues now on Hot Country KDY.
.59-55, the Grizzlies with the ball, down by four with 47 seconds to play. No reason to get in a hurry, no reason to panic. Just got to play smart on offense and get a good look at the basket here. A two would be just as good as anything. TTF with it, splits the defense. On the baseline, backs down, double team, forces a terrible, terrible shot, and it comes off as an air ball, no foul call, it's going to be picked up by the Raiders, and that really, really hurts. White in front court over on the left side, and a reach-in foul on Urji Hunami. He'll stop the clock with 22 seconds to go. Horrible shot.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what he was thinking there. I think he had Carlos with nobody on him that he could have just kind of underhanded it to.
59-55. So, bad judgment that time. Free throws, two of them again for the Raiders. Free throw try, first one is good. Kyle Edison at the line. He'll get one more try. 5-point ball game, 60-55. A tight Region 16 game comes down toward the end. Next free throw is good. And now, as Edison makes that, I'll start looking for a three now. 18 seconds to go. Germany, a lob over the top. Kendon inside, lays it up and good. Timeout. Kendon Peebles has 6 points. 14 seconds left. 61-57. And back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
If you're in the market for tires, stop by Don's Auto Service in West Plains first. Right now, get $200 back online or mail-in rebate with a set of four select Goodyear or Kelly tires when you use the Goodyear credit card. Offer good through December 31st.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
Well, there's 14 seconds to go. 14 seconds left in the game. Grizzlies are down by four, 61-57. Three Rivers has it in the backcourt. We need them to throw the ball away here. That would really help. Here's the inbound play. Sellers on the inbound pass. Can't get it in. And now gets it in late. Goes to the corner. Cut off on the sideline, now stepping out of bounds, a turnover on the Raiders with 12 seconds left. That's twice that Three Rivers has not responded very well to intense backcourt pressure on that inbound pass. The Grizzlies are down four with 12 seconds to go. And the way things are with this little amount of time, the first open shot you got to take it. Kyle Trevity has it. Robbie Whitaker underneath. Pass. Good catch by Carlos. Lays it up good. And now the Grizzlies have to press. 6.8 seconds to go. Down by two. Full court pressure. And timeout's going to be called by the Raiders. I assume they have. They did have. They had two timeouts left, and they get a timeout here. They have one remaining. 6.8 seconds to go. It'll be a full timeout. Back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly basketball on KDY.
It'll be Raider ball. They got to throw it in at the far end of the floor. They're up by two with 6.8 seconds to play in the game. The Grizzlies could sure use a steal. How about a deflection, a shot for a three, and the win? That'd be great. Here's the inbound play. Bounce pass in, and it'll foul immediately. 6 seconds to go, and Kamari Vinson will call for the foul, and I believe that's his fifth. Not his first. Yeah, he's out. All right, 6 seconds left, and the free throw shooter, Robert Alexander, who has not, and we haven't subbed out Kamari Vincent yet, so a little hasty at the other end of the floor. Well, here's the good thing. Since we've cut it to two, we could stand for one of these to go in, not two. Two would be doomed. Robert Alexander, the free throw shooter, hasn't shot one tonight. Here you go. First one is good. And he did that with no trouble. No hesitation. Alexander from Little Rock, Arkansas. Next try, no good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies, and there's a foul over the back inside. And that will stop play with 4.8 seconds left as Kenan Peebles got fouled on the rebound. And so we'll walk to the other end, and he'll shoot two shots. 4.8 left.
But the way things have gone tonight, I was a little worried they may not have called that foul.
For good reason. All right, Kenan at the free throw line. He'll shoot two. First try is good. Now, you're down two with 4.8 seconds to go. I think there's going to be maybe a temptation. to miss this one on purpose.
It has to hit the rim at some form.
It has to hit the rim. You can't get over the line. That ball hits the rim if you're going to chase it. So here we go. And there it is, off the rim, and a whistle. And they're going to say a line violation on Kendon Peebles. They say cross the line before the ball hit the rim. And you know what? That nearly worked. So turnover, Grizzlies with 60, with 4 seconds left, 62-60. And we really need a steal here. And if we do steal the ball, remember, 4.8 seconds to go. So you got time to get the shot off. I still think a steal and shoot a three and win the game would be just the best. Here's the inbound play for the Raiders. They can't get a bad pass. It's going to be out of bounds off the Raiders. It's Grizzly ball with 3 seconds to go. It's a tail twister here. And there's no timeout for the Grizzlies, so they just got to play it in. We just got to get a two to tie the game and to send it into overtime. Just need two. A three would win the game if you make it. I'd be very tempted to shoot a three to try to win the game, though.
I'm moving my chair back in preparation.
Inbound. Here's CGF. Catches inside. Yeah. Foul immediately.
Oh,
that's that is really smart. That is really smart. Yeah, we could tie the game, but tell you what, this is pressure. Third foul on Edison. Free throw number one, good. TGF makes it, and there's the last timeout call by the Raiders. 2.3 seconds to go. The Grizzlies trail it by one, 62-61. And Jared Faye says, what's going on? They didn't have, yeah, they did. They had one, well, they had one on the board. So we'll keep it here during the timeout. 62-61. The Grizzlies at the free throw line. In the first half, we had a total of 9 free throws shot. Here in the second half, I believe my running total tells me that we've had 38 shots. So, 62-61. A free throw to come for TGF. Now, if he misses it, he's got to crash the boards and get the ball back up. If he makes it, you got to back up and do not foul.
Exactly.
That is the single most important thing you can remember right now. If we make this free throw, you cannot foul anybody on the inbound play or playing defense. You cannot foul. But it'll be a moot point unless this free throw goes in. So TGF, who's had a rough night, but he has played way better in the second half. Come on, Trayon, tie it up here. Here it is, and it's good. We're tied up at 62. And now full court pressure on the inbound play. They get it in. And now here's the shot by Edison from midcourt for the win, and it's no good, and we're going to overtime.
Are you going to book your trip to Vegas, Harlan?
Next week, somewhere down the line, somewhere. This doesn't shock me. 62 all, and we go to overtime. The Grizzlies and the Raiders, and we're back for 5 more minutes in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.